We are doing our public test. It is required by law. We do three tests of the equipment. After we get everything programmed, the election is assigned an ID. And so when we do that test, we use a predefined deck and vote those votes, just like the deck is. And then we check those reports against what the outcome is supposed to be. If we have any problems, then we try to figure out what the issues are. If not, then we move forward. We also will have a test. The second test is required to be done, performed before we do any counting. So before we count any early, or before we tabulate the early voting numbers and the by-mail numbers, we run that test again to make sure that there's been no alterations done to that database from the time that we did the public test till the time we start counting. And then we'll do a third test election night after we have accumulated all the votes and tested to make sure that there were, again, no changes made to the database from the time the onset of the first test until the final of the third. Tuesday's meeting is at 5:30, and it is open to the public. So we encourage anyone that has any questions on how that test is performed to please come out.
And I'm guessing even if voters don't have questions, you would still like to have voters come out and give the equipment a test spin.
Sure, sure. We're always open to answer any questions. Sometimes it won't be a question about the test or how we do that, but we're always here to answer any questions. And yes, we welcome any public to come in for that, just to view how we perform those.